produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Love Your Making. I am Dr. V, and this is a sage conversation, leader to leader. And I have just feeling so amazingly grateful for the opportunity to have come to you all this year. This is our very last program for the year 2020, and 2020 has been an amazing year globally. So many challenges and so many opportunities. We have had to learn of God's word while we're shut in, various ones from all around the world. And we're doing the Isaiah 26:20 thing. And listen, second time around. And in this holiday season, it seems like we're going to be sheltering in with fewer and fewer family members around the table. But we remember them, and we remember them all, and I remember you. So listen, let's pray real quick so we can get into the word, this last word of the year 2020. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. Father, your love toward us is so great. And even in the midst of a global pandemic, we still feel your love. We still know that you are in control. We still know that you're the great physician. We still know that you think of us and your thoughts of us are of peace and not evil, to give us a hope, Father, and to give us a future. You're still yet the same God who goes before us and make crooked places straight. You perfect those things that we're concerned about. You're full of mercy, Father, and you will not forsake the work of your hands in our lives. You've not forgotten us, but actually you carved us out in the palm of your hand. Oh God, what love. We thank you for that love today. And as your love speaks through Dr. V today on Love You're Making to the leaders all over this world, I just want you to know, Father God, that Because you first loved us, we're going to love you back. And this word is going to permeate and grow in the mind, heart, and spirits of all of those who hear it, oh God. And they will begin to, no matter what circumstances they're going through right now, they will begin to praise you and be grateful and thankful and love their making. Amen, amen, amen. Also want to take a moment to thank the Finding My Way Network Worldwide, Katie Padgett and all of her staff, in particular Josie and Josie's Inspiration for our network platform here. What amazing, amazing saints of God. And I love them, and we lift them up in prayer as well. Listen, our lesson today is going to come from Colossians chapter 3 and 4. And in honor of this season, particularly here in the U.S., Thanksgiving and Christmas, we end the year grateful for what God has provided and what God has done for us. And then we celebrate his son being born, Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 6, he is a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God. He is our everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, and the government shall rest upon his shoulders. We remember him not just being the child that was born in a manger, but we remember him as a great king, a compassionate king who's acquainted with our grief, who suffered, who did not pass the cup, even though it was difficult for him. As he approached Calvary, it was difficult. When he prayed, his prayers were as blood dripping from his body. Angels came to buffet him. He said to the Lord, if this cup could pass, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So we thank you, oh God, for Jesus releasing his will to your will. And that is why we're able to proclaim the great gospel today all over the world. If you have your Bibles, let's go quickly, because we don't have a lot of time to get this last message in for the year. When you listen on December the 3rd, you're going to be hearing the power behind Paul's writing as he writes in the 3rd and 4th chapter. He's going to write, my subtopic is living as those made alive in Christ. And for those of you who are experiencing death and grief and what have you, I know that this may be challenging, but you know what? I often say when I'm at funerals and when I'm doing the eulogies, I'm saying this funeral is for the living and not for the dead. The dead are in the glorious, those that are died in Christ are in the glorious presence of the Lord with fullness of joy, and they wouldn't come back if they want, if you wanted them to, because they are experiencing eternity and the beauty of in the presence of God 24/7, yet praising him day in and day out, bowing and throwing their crowns down as the kings did. So this is for the living. Colossians 3 and 4, Paul continues to minister to those that he had sowed in the life of Christ too. So I'm going to read it. I'm reading from the NIV version, and I'm going to scale it as the Lord gives it to me that's there. But I think it's very important as we end this year with gratitude and thanksgiving, and we approach a new year believing God for great things, believing him for life and that more abundantly, that he is going to put a responsibility on us to be co-laborers with him in the life that he has given us, that is that abundant life. How to get it and how to keep it, I would probably subtitle this message too. And then the responsibility of it. Amen. So here we go. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is. He's seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ, where? In God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him, where? In glory. Glory to God. Put to death, here he begins to instruct, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. What does that look like? It's sexual immorality. It's impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is all of that, and sums up, it is idolatry. Because of these, this is what happens. The wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways. That's the past. In the life you once lived. But now, come on, you must also rid yourself of all such things as these. And let me list them. Rid yourself of, take it away, like get rid of it, drop it like it's what? Hot. Do not lie to each other. Come on, tell the truth. Since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, come on, new girl, new man, new child, which is being renewed in knowledge. This is what's happening to your new self in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile, or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, slave or free, but Christ is what? All and is in all. Come on. Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, say this, I'm a chosen one. I am the chosen one, and I'm holy, and I'm dearly loved. Clothe yourself then with compassion. Let me tell you how to dress up today. Clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with kindness. Clothe yourself with humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive how? As the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, let me remind you of the virtues. The virtues of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Of all these virtues, put on love, come on, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You're not completely dressed until you put on love. Don't leave your house without putting on love. Don't get out of bed without putting on love. Don't walk through the house without love. Don't walk through the church house without love. Come on, you're not fully dressed if you do that. That's Dr. V's commentary. I just love that part. So, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in whose heart? Your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace. Oh my God. You know, this time of the year, we talk about peace being on earth, peace being in the world. But what about peace being in your heart? That will make a great difference. And be thankful. Come on. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach. Come on, leaders. And admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms. How you do it now? Psalms, do it with hymns, and do it with songs from the Spirit. How many of you know the Spirit can really sing, right? I know that as a personal witness. Sing it to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, come on, leaders, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now, I'm going to call some people out, and I want you to raise your hand if that's you. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, I'm calling you out. Love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, I'm calling you out. Obey your parents in everything, not just to get Christmas presents in the last month, a few days before Christmas. You start doing everything you're supposed to do so you can get some more presents under the tree. You have to throw that USA side commentary in there. Children, go ahead, obey your parents. But this pleases the Lord. Fathers, come on, I'm calling you out. Do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Can I tell you how many fathers are responsible for the discouragement of their children? Verse 22, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything and do it. Not only when they their eyes on you and to carry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, slaves, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human mastery, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. That's the last verse of the third chapter of Colossians. And I tell you, that when you get down to that last verse, then you want to go back up and read and go, listen, don't let me miss a thing. Don't let me miss nothing, because I want to be rewarded for what I have done. And I want that reward to be what? Sweet, as they would say. Let's quickly move into chapter 4, because I really want to speak to the heart of leaders today in this wise. Masters, well, you know, let me back up. Colossians 3 talks about your personal and in your home type ministry as a leader. It speaks to that very, very clearly. It talks to you how you should conversate in your home, what communication should come out of your mouth and what it should look like and what it should sound like. It talks about how you should practice compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And then he goes on to talk about how peace should rule in your heart. Then he gets specific about your particular roles inside of your home. You're sheltered in now, a lot of you. A lot of you, your closest family members are now only your husband, your wife, your children, you know, or just your husband and your wife, or your husband and your wife and your servants. And so that there is a way that God wants you to behave so that he might be glorified in those relationships. Let me tell you, the poorest leaders are those who do not lead well at home, who do not care for their own family members with compassion and humility and speak kindly and be patient with them. Because guess what? Wherever you go, there you are. When you come outside of your house and go into a corporate a leadership role in the church or in your businesses, in the community, however you acted at home, guess what? You're going to eventually show up publicly. That's just the truth. And so he calls everybody out. He calls the wives, he calls the husbands, he calls the children, he calls the father, he calls those that are serving in the home. So, but in chapter 4, he goes specifically to those who are responsible in the gospel. And I want to speak to you leaders today who have corporate ministry, who are apostles and pastors and evangelists and teachers and preachers and what have you. Listen, Paul says, masters, provide slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. All right? So in verse 2 says, devote yourselves, how? To prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us, too. Listen, this is why he wants you to specifically pray, that God may open a door for our message, that we may be able to proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains, which I'm in bondage to, which I can't even be free of this, really don't want to be free of this, that's there. We have a responsibility, leaders, that pray that other ministers besides ourselves help open doors for with the message of Christ, and that freely, amen? So we pray for others, not just expect others to pray for us. Then verse 4 says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly. Listen, don't look at and judge other ministers and say, oh, that's a poor preaching right there, or that's a poor preacher right there, or somebody teach them how to put a sermon together. No, you pray that their preaching and their teaching be clear and understandable, and that it be a big, huge net to catch a whole lot of fish, amen, on the right side. So verse 5, be wise in the way you act toward your outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Come on. Let your conversation be always full of grace. Come. This is a pet peeve for me. Let me stop right here and tell you why. When your conversation is hell, fire, and brimstone, and you have no grace in it, you are legalized the word to the degree that Christ, his coming and his effectual living and dying is worthless, because you have put people in a grave before they even have the opportunity to hear the gospel news. Amen. Let it be seasoned with salt so that you may know how to answer everyone. If someone comes to you and say, well, listen, I've been serving Muhammad. I've been serving Hare Krishna. I've been serving Sun Moon. I've been serving Jehovah. I'm a Jehovah Witness. What can you say about me? You should be able to not rail on them and criticize where they are, but you should say, listen, let me bring you on a journey to a place that is full of joy and happiness and freedom, that will strengthen you every day, that will have you to sit at the table of your enemy, and God will make your enemy see you be anointed, and your cup will run over. Yes, yes, yes. Let me take you on a journey so you can meet that man. He'll meet you at a well, and you'll be thirsty. He'll give you living water. He will meet you at night, at midnight, and you'll ask, how shall you be born again, seeing as how you cannot go back into your mother's womb? But he will teach you about a spiritual birth. Hallelujah. Take them on that journey. Let that kind of seasoning, let that kind of answer be not a condemning answer, but let me introduce you to life and that more abundantly. Let me introduce you to a way to eternity. Let me introduce you to someone that when you in his presence, there will be fullness of joy. And so finally, he says in his final greetings, he calls out some names of some people. And he said, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, I'm terrible with names, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. Listen, I love that. This morning when I was reviewing that, I'm going like, you know, he's inviting them to get to know from firsthand witnesses how the ministry is going, what's happening. He invites those that witness the ministry to spread how the ministry is being conducted to the glory of God. He said, even Paul talks about one time, I've learned how to be abound and to be abased. Even in ministry, when he was ministering out of his want and need, he still ministered with integrity to the place that he didn't mind people going telling. You know, Paul may have been hungry, but he kept preaching. Paul may have been without shoes, but he kept preaching. Paul may have sold his last tent, but he kept preaching. You know, he kept teaching the good news. And so he may have been cold, but he kept teaching, you know. And so that he invites them to hear from firsthand witnesses of the ministry, how things are going. And I love that. Leaders, you should walk in such integrity, with such an intent, with the spirit of love, such increase, the spirit of intensity, and such integrity, the spirit of truth, that you can tell people, you can send people with a message and tell them everything. Tell them everything that we're doing. I have nothing to hide. I'm being very transparent with my ministry. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm, like Jesus said, listen, I only say what I hear the Father say, and I only do what I see the Father do. And so he had no problems with sitting and saying, let somebody else speak for me. What's happening? He says, my fellow prisoner, Archestarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. This is what he did. He is always, listen to this, he is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of the Lord God, mature and fully assured. Isn't it wonderful for you to hear that somebody is praying for you, that you stand firm in the will of the Lord and fully assured? I would welcome those kind of prayers in my life. Listen, pray for me for real, for real, for real. Pray for Dr. V. And then he goes on to say in verse 13, I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. That part, I like that part. Listen, women were holding up for the gospel and making room for the gospel to be shared in their homes. Verse 16, and this letter has been read to you. See that it is also read in the church of Laodicea, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. And then tell Archippus, see to it. Listen, I love this. See to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. Listen, I would love someone to call and encourage me. Dr. Reese, see to it that you complete what God had called you to. See to it. Make it happen. Make it so. What you need? I'm here to help you get your mission accomplished. And then Paul says, as he closes his letter, I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains? Grace be with you. I love this. Paul was a letter writer for sure. I want to encourage you, this leaders, as you close this year out, November, December, as you close this year out, that you close out strong, that you affirm your faith in the Lord. If you're a new believer, if you're a seasoned believer, that you're still ministering full of grace and wisdom, and that your messages are clear and seasoned with salt, and that you greet everyone and be careful how you greet them, because that is an opportunity for you to share Christ. Not condemn them where they are, but take them on a journey to where they can be and with fullness of joy. I want to encourage you, leader to leader. This is my sagesse today. Listen, finish strong. Pray, and then have others to pray for you. Have others to speak of your ministry and how it's faring. Don't be coy and shy about asking for support. Build teams. You can see Paul had team members here that he was encouraging and sending out and to strengthen the work. I know it's been a challenging year. You've had opportunities to give up. You've been have opportunities physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially to be discouraged. I know that. But there's also been opportunities to be encouraged, to be empowered, to be taught, to gain more wisdom, to be more filled with grace and love and compassion and kindness and gentleness and humility. There have been opportunities for you to let go of the rage and the anger and the malice and the cruel words that are coming out of your life. There's been opportunities for you not to be tempted to live the old life, but to rather the opportunity to embrace your new life in Christ and to strengthen that life in Christ. I want to encourage you today. This has been my prayer for you, even now, that you know Christ and know Him all the more, that Christ rather be really glorified in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit, that you walk in the fullness of who He is, and that you live and move and you have your being in Him. This is my prayer for you, saints of God. Listen, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, whatever holidays you celebrate this time of year, do it as much as you can with family. If you can't, reach out to them physically, reach out to them with your words, with a phone call, with a text message, with a Zoom message, however you can communicate, the technology presents itself, but do reach out. Let the last thing that they hear you say is, I love you and I love you in the Lord. And this is Dr. V with Love Your Making saying, I love you and I love you in the Lord.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.